enjoying your course of beauty. It's a beautiful. You know, what I have here is a complete contrast to what you have. And I don't know whether it's a result at all. Now, I have one here, and if I may, I'd like to read them because I have some U.S. citizens. There's some U.S. citizens here at the moment, and I have one for them. Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I'm an Irish
citizen. This one here now, this first one, as I said, complete contrast, and it's a fantastic friend of mine, and when I go along to go through it, some of you will know what I'm talking about. There is one I admire who stood out from the crowd, who fought for his colleagues and made us feel proud. To improve the conditions for the defense force he tried, he relentlessly fought, then tragically died. The friend that I speak of is John Lucy, who lived up to his name and did his duty. His principles he held sacred all through his life, and they were not for sale at any price. A hard act to follow, and this we all know, I keep in my memory wherever I go. I know if he lived, he would have reached his potential, go by his conscience, and do what's essential. He went out to Africa for the charity Child Aid and to feed the starving children Mount Kilimanjaro he scaled. He was training again for his second ascent when he slipped and fell and lost his life in his attempt. So John Lucy, from the banks of the Lee, he did all he could for charity. His name it lives on with the French forces I know as the comrade who challenged the status quo. It was no surprise, and it was plain to see, he was a man of honour and great integrity. So God rest to Mount Vernon Terrace's favourite son and grant his reward for what he has done. Now, this other one is for you, any US citizen this year, and it's very relevant what's happening, and this I wrote this in 2001. Destruction of the Twin Towers. On the 11th of September 2001, in the clear blue sky of New York City, many people did die. Viewers throughout the world were shocked by the specter when the two planes crashed into the World Trade Center. Two more hijacked over Washington were set on a deadly course, and one struck the Pentagon with deadly force. Were it not for the brave actions on the other, from its passengers and crew, many people in the White House would have died too. The attack on the Twin Towers that day of infamy shook the United States of its complacency. Because what has happened, it has caused paranoia over the terrorist factions of Bin Laden's Al Qaeda. I would like to present this to American citizens, wannabe, whoever's here, I'd like to present it. Card, I only want at the moment is if one of you would wish to take it. I don't know who is would wish to have it, but I've only got the one at the moment. Okay?
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Noel. That was very heartfelt. I appreciate it. And you're always welcome here. Thanks very much. Okay, next up, can we please welcome Tina Pisco.
Today I saw on a friend's face on Facebook, she was saying that all of her kids, she has six kids, and they were all in school this morning. So, you know, that's kind of a special moment when all the kids go to school. So I dug up this poem that I wrote the day my youngest went to secondary school, which meant that, you know, she was gone in the morning, she wasn't back, so forth. I'd call back to school. The days spread out along the empty pages of my diary. September looks open until forever. A day, a whole day. I have a whole day to write, to clean, to garden, to dream, without interruptions for the foreseeable future. My days will begin exactly as always, only to flip into another dimension where everything is possible from 9 to 4. 8 up, 8:20 out, 8:30 bus stop, 8:35 freedom. I make another cup of coffee, almost throw Josh Ritter on, listen to the birds instead, sit on my chair at the kitchen table. I watch the field and write this poem, dreaming of what I'll do tomorrow.
Aww.
That's my daughter.
I was just reading a poem about it.
Next up.
Next up, please welcome Julie Hughes.
My throat now. This is a true story called Career Buddies. I have two quick ones tonight. Career Buddies. A 3-year-old's ambition is not to be dismissed. When I grow up, I want to be. Gives the glimpse through kaleidoscope eyes into the mystical workings of miniature mind. A world fulfilled with fantasy and tales, where counting sheep is a popular fetishism. So when your little protege declares, when I grow up, I want to be a hairdryer. Don't come to correct what you assume to be a confusion of nouns. Embrace their ambition. Envision the transformation of man to machine. The ability to blow hot or cold air. Whilst at the same time hoping they don't really want to be a hairdresser. He rings me 7 times a day, 7 days a week. I was quite alarmed at first, a bit creeped out. But to be honest, I've got used to it. In fact, the days I'm feeling down and low, of which there have been many of late, I quite like the attention he pays to me, the loyalty and incessant obsession of picking up the phone and ringing me. I'm rather flattered, to be honest. And I don't even want to find out who this anonymous caller is. What he looks like, or in fact what he does, was heavy breathing down my receiver. Dare I say, I feel so much turned on by the whole thing.
Thanks, Julie. Next up, if we can get to the stop laughing, she's up there.
Okay, I've got a different kind of poem. Kia and I were talking about gardening earlier and about compost and the kind of things that happen when you use compost to mulch your plants. And this is about something that you can throw in the compost, which is a bit unusual. It's called compost. Just dark, no sign of stars, she walks across the garden. Her words, cows blooming sweat, just for the heat her mouth. Her briar snagged heart hangs by a thread. A howl leaves off the page of her tongue. It was a sinecure, this loving business. Their teeth as part exposed to organic nourishment, to rain, to muck, to shite, to bits of apple core, potato peel, whatever came to hand. Chuck on life's insatiable compost heap. Eco-friendly, renewable, holistic, organic, sustainable? Oh, this biodegradable love of theirs, how it rotted and transformed from fur to mush to slush. They introduced it all, the future too, recycled long before it started approach. Now, feet sinking in wet grass, ankles mud splattered, she shrouds the hungry compost heap with the ashes of his life. Warm food for her and tomorrow.
Thank you, too. Next up, please welcome Carol Doyle.
Just listen to streams, 40 feet below the city streets. key to meet elsewhere, to your mouth, say late, say no and not the stray, a hornet's adventure, a third cousin's equation. You salute now with all those moving knuckles. You walk like a drunk crowd on shifting sands, full of eight bells and shallow cousins.
Really enjoyed that last line, shallow consonants, is a good one. Very, very enjoyable. Thanks very much, Cal. Next up, we have Patricia Walsh.
Thank you. This one is called Variations and Denials. They love me like I were a sister. The spirit listened to my question. Variations and denials, poison-filled files which I administer to myself on a regular basis. It's for the best. It's for the truth, I said. I will never be corrupted otherwise. The spirits stay silent as nature never can be. They don't stop me when I fill a glass, tall glass of weed killer and drink it down to the last. As nature never does, they leave the outcome down to me. This is what dreaming. You sit down. I cannot find words or time to describe you. Make yourself some tea. Sit down by the carriage clock that seals the air. How do I know you? God's law. I see the finer point of finite extinction. Beauty never lasts long enough to appreciate it in glory. I love you so much it hurts. As you remain by the fire alone, I see the blood. Between us rise and overflow. Don't make a scene, just relax. Rest me a while. The winter sunset grabbles the potential to stare us. Switch off the sun, let us rise. To occasions where nothing is demanded. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Next up, we have a reprise of Fadge.
Oh, my love garden. Pink lupins with purple underbellies rise like frozen droplets from a lower fountain, never tumbling, stretching, straining skyward. Several shooting sparks complete the pink picture. My mind has snapped for me and me.
Thanks again. Next up, can we please welcome Simon McGee?
And the second half is its translation. Totes, units, fem forsa, all together we are strong. I went in for one and then home. Five large, wide, flat screens burnt with light. 10 p.m. hour time, 1 minute to kick off Catalonia time. Sometimes I thought, God wants you to have more than one. Inside the bowl of light, 80,000 or so glowing souls, like a fog light hitting grains of white rice in a see-through bag. Inside the light, Leo Messi stretched, the greatest player there and maybe under any floodlights ever. Cristiano Ronaldo's tan seemed to be tanning the faces and necks of those stood around him. A face so bright but against the white of the Real Madrid shirt, it looked like mahogany-coloured blood. My mind could not help but wander away from the light, out into the dark nearby, where emerging from a doorway came a girl, moving from where she leant in front of winded down steel shutters that looked to be hard but are not, the kind that are soft. If you were ever drunk enough to test them, they can absorb any impact if ever impacted upon. And they just straighten up. They look just like they did before, as if they had never been touched, like many others that line last ramblast at night. Inside the light, Leo Messi lifted a slick, wet ball over an onrushing keeper. Like a man moving a flame with his fingers, as if to the eye without touch. Away from the light, in the dark, nearby, a girl led the way upward to light. The lady left and the man stayed, watching the landlady leaving, suspiciously, thinking like, maybe he might be the one getting caught. Inside the light, Leo Messi met a low ball, his body shaped perfection, as if improvised in the moment by Michelangelo's soul and sound. Leather and lace, sweet but a nut, whatever the fuck that might mean. And 80,000 or so lights were ignited, brighter than before now, in a moment of magnitude and shared meaning. And then slowly they regained consciousness, one by one, together, and remembered what they were and were not. And they looked at each other, lost, like an insight in an orgasm. Away from the light in the dark, nearby, an African girl dressed, and she thought of someone unlucky. And she loved him still, and she thought of him and him only, not lucky enough to have made it to mainland Europe. A muscular Montague, a light left behind. On the other side of the bed, a white, sweat-coated body staggered, dragging a black shirt over a hairy, fat-padded back. This year, for the first time in their history, the Barcelona team wear a black shirt. I bought one. $59 it cost me. I washed it once so far, and while I had it inside out, on the underside of the Barcelona badge, I saw written, "Totes Unes Fem Forza," but I don't know what that means. Inside the light, Leo Messi touched the badge and dragged it and drew it to his lips, and then he kissed it. And roars echoed around 80,000 mouths. And as he ran through the rain that fell and lit up sheets, it looked almost like something complete, instead of what it was, a million little bits of a different size. And then Leo's lips left, and he grabbed shirt relaxed, and words and rest on a chest, away from the light, in the darkness, nearby.
Thanks very much. That's such a strong open mic, actually. It's been great. So, last but not least, we have Poppy.
Thank you, Jen. Maybe not the best poem to read at the end of the night, but a few shades darker than what I'm usually used to writing. It's called Art of Forgiveness. Under no circumstances retaliate. Withdraw first to a safe distance. Remove garments. Assess the damage. Be quick to snap each shaft clean through, just below the fletching. Ensure each remains attached to its head. For if left too long, the glue softens to body heat, leaves the tips entombed. Where possible, employ a spoon of Diocles to reduce tearing. Decide, push or pull. Dilate entrance wound with duck-billed forceps. If not, through and through, crush barbs with household pliers or cover with the grooves of a split reed. Use fingers to clear space for the arteries and organs. Push or pull each head through. After searing, stitching, cleaning, listen closely to at least one deep, slow breath to release the adrenal memory of anger shock. Stimulate hemoglobin with infused metal. Wash the shiny offenders and residuals. Lay them in a new quiver, silk-lined. Place beside these two waxed bowstrings a handful of feathers from the left-hand side of a red hen to tie up and return to sender.